following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? We begin another hour journey together. Hour three, to be exact, on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show in Michigan. For the station close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. We are celebrating the end of week three on our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids, that you also can hear in Kalamazoo and Muskegon on the west coast of Michigan. In the Motor City, three radio options, 93.5 FM, 99.1, and also 94.7 FM, HD Channel 2. The Roar, Motor City Sports Talk in Detroit. And we have great affiliates like AM 1280, Alma Mount Pleasant. Tune in there. Great people. They're awesome. You can also hear us on 93.7 FM, Cadillac, Traverse City. A lot of good high school football teams between Cadillac and Traverse City. For the affiliate close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Also, you can listen on the iHeart app. Just search The Huge Show. And the same thing on the iHeart in-vehicle app that I have. Just search The Huge Show and you can listen anywhere in the world. Weekday afternoons at 3. Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State University, will join us in a few moments. We'll get his thoughts on Mel Tucker and the Michigan State football team. His new boss, new MSU AD Alan Haller, and his basketball team, which is on campus, and their annual reunion weekend. I saw some cool photos from Drew Neitzel, living legend out of Wyoming Park, west side of the state. He had a son down there in the Spartan practice gym shooting the rock. I remember when probably Drew was that young and I was teaching him how to shoot. He was a right-hander. I made him a left-hander and he was amazing. I don't take a lot of credit. A lot of you haven't read that story because I like to stay in the shadows. I'm not a guy that makes it all about me. You are listening to The Huge Show. I am Bill Simonson, known as Huge. And Izzo will join us in a moment. We also brought you the news from Lions offensive line coach Hank Fraley. He said Taylor Decker is the left tackle when he comes back and Sewell will be the right tackle. That Sewell will only play left tackle if Decker, well, like he is currently, if he's hurt. That's it. End of story. Lions getting ready for the Packers on Monday Night Football. And I'll tell you what, what's interesting, and I've been up there before, when you get to the UP and you have Lions versus Packers, the Upper Peninsula split. It's really cool. And Houghton Hancock, Calumet, I've been there a couple of times with our affiliate, AM 920, and also 107.3. And I've been to the Izzo Mooch charity golf outing when we were going up with Peter Sakia, Kirk Gibson. I would ride along, and Izzo and Mooch were helping, you know, raise like $1 million-plus to build a athletic center, weight room, in their hometown of Iron Mountain. And we would go up there, and just a wonderful place. But every bar we'd walk in was like half Packers stuff on the wall and half Lions. It's like a split part of Michigan. I think Tom Izzo, speaking of Iron Mountain, Michigan, he is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Coach.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I was just reminiscing about the old Izzo Mooch charity golf tournaments up north.
I don't know if it's half. I think it's like 7 ace Packers and the 8th the Lions. It's Packer mania. You know, it's Iron Mountain's 95 miles from Green Bay, so it's crazy up there for the Packers.
So you think where in Iron Mountain, where you grew up, it was like 90% of the people there were Packers fans, 10% Lions.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say there's 90% Tiger fans in that area, but boy, there's a lot of Packer fans. Man, they were crazy up there, and I'll never forget when Mariucci and I were in the parade one year. They were booing him because he was the coach of the 49ers. That's how much they love their Packers.
He got booed at a hometown parade.
And I was sitting there ribbing him the whole time. It was awesome.
You're like, you here you are, Iron Mountain. They're doing the Izzo Mooch Athletic Weight Room, and they're booing you because you're coaching the Niners. Oh, that's awesome. How's the off season? Well, now you guys are really into it with the workouts, and before you know it, practice will begin in early October. How has this summer been? Still dealing with COVID, dealing with precautions.
It's been pretty good, though. You know, players had a great summer, so I'm excited about that. And I think we got our point guard thing straightened out. That's been really good. Marcus Bingham has maybe had the best summer of his life. And that's been encouraging. And so we feel like, you know, Gabe has really stepped up. But, you know, and Tyson Walker and of course, A.J. Hogard, who came back 20-some pounds lighter. I think we're going to be a lot better at that. And we're really pleased with our freshmen, all three of them, but Max Christie and of course, Jaden Akins have been kind of a step ahead right now.
Would you say you're comfortable, real excited, confident?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm not comfortable. I'm excited. I think, you know, the hardest thing now that everybody's dealing with is who does anybody have, you know? I mean, trying to pick, 1 through 10 in your league or 1 through 30 in the country is so hard because there's been so many transfers and nobody knows who has who. So it's, that part's a little more difficult, but I'd say in general, Bill, all we can do is worry about taking care of us, and I think we're going to be a much improved team and need to be and should be.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Name, image, and likeness. Again, you have a smaller group on a basketball team compared to football with 85-plus guys, if you include walk-ons. How have you navigated, I know the Evergreen program that the school put together, but you, your staff, your players, this name, image, and likeness and keeping everybody still on the same page and that chemistry alive in the Spartan locker room and on the floor?
Well, it's been interesting, you know. I mean, we haven't had to deal with it a ton. I mean, there's been some here and there. Still have some serious question marks, but, you know, as dumb as it sounds, Bill, the coaches aren't allowed to deal with it at all.
Really?
We're not allowed to help them either way. We're not allowed to help them get deals. We're not allowed to help them navigate. I mean, like I said, I don't care if it's the NCAA, the government. They just throw things together, and then they wonder how they turn out, you know. And there's a lot of unintended consequences, as I've told you before, and yet I don't even know them all. But, you know, right now we seem to be hanging in there, and, I think a lot of things you hear or you question. I think the minnow becomes Moby Dick in some programs. You know, everybody's out to think that everybody's making so much money because it helps recruiting. But, you know, I'd say by the end of the year we'll know more on how it goes. But it's a little crazy right now, and yet we haven't had to deal with it much because we're not allowed to. Yeah, we're not allowed to do anything.
So, in other words, when you're recruiting, you can't – you can't do a portfolio and say this is the name, image, and likeness money.
No, no, you're not supposed to be able to do any of that, which just like every other rule that's broken, but yeah. That's a big one.
Well, I think all the schools will follow that rule. That's my guess.
I guess with the same tongue-in-cheek that you're guessing, but no, you know, really, we're not allowed to do anything like that, and that's probably the hardest thing. But even helping the kids, you know, signing contracts, and what if they sign something that, you know, later on hurts them? So there's some navigating. That's a good way to put it. Everyone has done a pretty good job at least educating the guys, but as you remember, when you were 18, 19, 15, 16, if they go to the high schools, educating you on this stuff is more confusing. I think everybody's got to realize, you know, if whatever they make, then all of a sudden they're going to pay taxes at the end. And I don't know if anybody understands that. Hell, I don't understand my tax stuff sometimes. So it's going to be a little bit confusing, but it's been manageable so far.
Former Spartan, Matt Ishba, what he's done through United Wholesale Mortgage and setting up the football team and the men's basketball team with that monthly stipend under name, image, and likeness. Your players had to like that, I would think.
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, it was really nice of Matt to do that. It just begs you to try to understand it. I think I'm in this thing. I've been in it for 2 years of dealing with it, and I barely understand it, so I can't imagine most of the listeners out there can. But, Matt has done so much, for us, and that's been awesome, you know. And this is a thing he can do and can legally do it. So he stepped forward and did it, and I think the players are pretty excited about it. Most of them know. Hopefully they'll buy me a pizza instead of me buying them one.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State University, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Spartan football. Mel Tucker, since he arrived on campus, for a guy who sees him, talks to him more than most outside the football program would, take me inside what type of guy Mel Tucker is on and off the field.
Well, you know, I told you this, this summer once, you know, ever since I've gotten the chance to know Mel, he's a fun guy. He's pretty effervescent. He's got, a great personality and, you know, kind of an extrovert. And he's done a good job. You know, it's been interesting, though, with all the transfers and some have, but you know, you look at a lot of this team, and it's the guys that have been there a while that are really making an impact, whether it's the receivers, the quarterback. You know, now the running back they got, Walker, has done a great job. He's been a good addition. But there's a lot of veterans that are playing well, too, and that's been a big plus. I think we've looked good, and I think we're going to go down and beat Miami. I really do. I watched Miami a couple times, and I like our team. I like our athleticism, our explosiveness. And if we can stay healthy, we'll just keep getting better because that's what happens.
On the reunion weekend that you do, usually it can be in season during basketball. Sometimes it happens during football, especially when you get a lot of NBA guys, you have to adjust. To see everybody come back, one of those photos where you had kind of the recent teams the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and that photo, whether it was in the Spartan practice facility or the Breslin that I saw Michigan State basketball send out, and here you are standing there with those guys. You have to be not only proud of your current team, but those players and how they all come back and they embrace the family atmosphere with Michigan State basketball. That has to make you really happy deep down.
You know, Bill, it is one of those things. I mean, sure, you'd always like to win another national championship, but I swear that weekend I take over a Big Ten championship. It was just that moving, and you know, Draymond and you know, even Irvin was supposed to come back, just couldn't make it. I talked to Zach Randolph. I was in California yesterday, and he's trying. I think next year it'll be bigger and even better. But to get Jaren Jackson and of course Brent Forbes, who had won the thing, and Valentine and Gary Harris, and it was just a good group of guys that came back, Travis Trice, Derek Nix, some guys that are playing in Europe, and we had, I think, 12, and then a bunch of other players that came back, and we had a little round table. We called it Grind Week. We try to get them prepared for their camp that'll start pretty soon, and of course, then they all went to the football game. It was just one of those weekends that even had a couple parents came. Gary's parents came up, I think, Denzel. So it was one of those weekends where they're priceless, and the stories, they keep getting bigger, but they were fun.
I saw a photo of Drew Knights of the reunion weekend with his little son, and I think at, you know, inside your practice gym, and I just kind of, you know, watching Drew, and I've known Drew since his Wyoming Park days, and when I didn't, you know, think he was really top shelf material, which one of thousands of predictions that have been flushed down toilets throughout Michigan, but and knowing him now, and the dad and the father and the man he is, and how he came through Michigan State, again, another reason for you to feel like a proud papa.
Well, it is pretty cool. You know, the only thing is when guys bring their kids, you start feeling older and older and older, but there's no question that Drew, he's done such a good job over in the Grand Rapids area. He's involved in a lot of alumni things. He's just been great. And to see his little guy was pretty exciting. He said he's already left-handed and he can shoot it, which doesn't surprise me. But the guys like that were just as warm and heartfelt. We had a manager's reunion, and they raised, I think, $45,000 for the manager fund. Just a neat weekend, man. And you know, we haven't been able to do as much the last 3-4 years because everything that's gone on. So getting that back, and I think next year we're going to go for a slam dunk home run and try to bring everybody in, and then some. Bobo Charles, Gregory Kelser, guys like that came back. Steve Smith had to be out at the Hall of Fame thing, or he would have been here. So it was fun.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Radio Network. Before I let you go, thoughts on Alan Haller becoming the new athletic director in East Lansing?
You know, it's pretty exciting. I mean, I look at Alan and I think of myself. You know, he was here. I wasn't here as a student, so he's even more homegrown, and he's from this town, and he takes a lot of pride in it. And the more I was around him, the more I realized how passionate he was about the place. Played football, played in the league for a while, and then, you know, I had the unique distinction to be a police officer here for 10 or 12 years, and then he's done the same as an AD. So he's about as well prepared as you can be. You're never totally prepared if you haven't taken over, but I think he's well prepared. And I think it's our job to help him be successful too. And that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. You know, Mel and I have been out a lot trying to raise money for, you know, our new football complex over there. And Matt really jumped on that. I think Alan will be, you know, super in that respect. And I think he's also going to do a heck of a job with all the sports. You know, I think that's one of the quality things you'd like to get across the board here, is going to help everybody.
Tom, good to catch up with you, my man. We'll talk soon. We'll stay in touch. Can't wait for the start of the season. Still trying to navigate the pandemic and the protocols and see if we can do our annual MSU All-Access basketball show. So I've been talking with Mike Carey from your office. Hopefully we can pull it off. If we can't, so be it. I will try and do it next year.
I think we'll be able to pull it off, Bill. That's tradition, man. We got to figure out a way. I know we slacked a little bit when we – I'm hoping things are going to work out. And, hell, you got that mask on permanently anyway, so that should be no problem for you. But I'll I do too, so we're in the same boat. But hopefully we'll get that worked out. And in the meantime, stay safe. And it's been a beautiful fall, so it's great to be back at football games. And I'll look forward to seeing you, Bill, as always. I appreciate the support, and I appreciate you getting us on across the Huge network.
And we've added new stations. 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids is our new flagship station. And we're also now on 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and 94.7 FM HD Channel 2 in Detroit, The Roar. So a lot of good things happening, Tom. It's been an awesome start to the football season. Can't wait to watch your basketball team and enjoy that Miami State game on Saturday.
I will, Bill, and I appreciate you. Take care, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State University, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner of Michigan State Athletics and also part of every community in Michigan that they serve. And they connect through sports with communities, youth, high school, college, and pro sports. So when you shop at your local Meyer, you're actually shopping for your local community. Frank Schwab, national NFL insider from Yahoo.com. We'll talk Lions and the Packers in week two in the NFL. He'll join us in our next segment. And don't forget, every Friday, 5 until 6, it's the DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour. And Merrill Hodge, former Steeler running back, former ESPN NFL matchup co-host, joins me for 20 minutes every Friday to talk about the Lions and the big games in the NFL. Merrill checks in at 5:25 p.m. on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour every Friday, exclusively here on the Huge Radio Network.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
In the den.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. Ask yourself to reflect back in April and try to remember the number of wins you predicted for the Tigers this season. For most, it was in the low to mid-60s. They notched their 70th win of the season Wednesday, beating the Brewers behind another stellar pitching performance and some clutch hitting from the unlikeliest heroes. The win total is the most in 5 years. They have 8 walk-off wins, the most in 6 seasons, and they are doing it against the best teams in baseball. The 4-1 homestand featured series wins over the Rays, who own the most road wins in the American League, and the Brewers, who boast the most road kills in all of baseball. AJ Hinch says the Tigers know they're good enough to beat anyone, and in tight situations, they are comfortable in their own skin. His team has made baseball fans around the state of Michigan a lot more comfortable, too.
My name's Karen Bellinger. I'm a paramedic in St. Clair County, Michigan. We have a pretty big feeling that even though the numbers are down right now, we're going to see a pretty big surge by the end of summer, beginning of fall. School's going to be back, and a lot of people haven't been vaccinated yet. We've had a lot of COVID patients in the back of our trucks. We've transported from one hospital to another hospital. We've seen patients on vents that haven't come off of vents. And we've seen patients that just have mild COVID symptoms as well. We're seeing them at their worst. And if they're calling for an ambulance because of COVID, we're obviously going to be there. We're going to take care of them. It's going to be a little bit delayed because we have to get fully gowned up in PPE, but we will be there. But we don't want to have to see people in our truck because of something that's preventable. So it's your decision to get vaccinated. And I think that you should do it if you're able to. It's safe and it's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
This show is huge.
Hi, everyone. Former NFL running back Merrill Hodge here. Make sure you join me every Friday at 5:25 p.m. on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll break down the upcoming Lions game and the biggest games of the weekend in the NFL. The DraftKings NFL Power Hour kicks off every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is B-E-E-N-E-G-A-R-T-E-R.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, as we broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay in our state. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Check in with Frank Schwab, National NFL Insider, Yahoo.com. He is standing by here on The Huge Show across Michigan. Welcome back, Frank.
Hey, what's going on?
Week one is done behind us. Unbelievable weekend. I think 12 underdogs covered. And now week two begins tonight with the Giants and the Washington football team. We'll get to week two in a moment. But from week one, what were things that caught your attention?
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. It's with anything that really sticks out in week one, we have to always ask, is this just a one-off? Last year, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts in week one. And for a minute there, people were like, is Jacksonville a contender for the playoffs? No, they went 1-15. Some things that happened in week one will have nothing to do with the rest of the season. And also there's things like, okay, the Eagles blew out the Falcons, and we're like, wow, the Eagles might be good. Well, what if the Falcons are really bad? It's hard to kind of do that math sometimes. But there were things that, you really are like, all right, you have my attention. The Arizona Cardinals looking as good as they did on both sides of the ball, I thought was as impressive a performance as you can have in week one. New Orleans Saints just blowing the doors off the Packers. And both teams, I think, and same with the Arizona game, but both the Saints and the Packers, we have to be like, are the Packers not very good? I mean, they look really bad. I mean, when you lose by 35 points in your opener to a team on a neutral field, that's not good. But whereas the Saints, I thought, looked great. The Tennessee Titans getting blown out by the Cardinals. They did nothing well, nothing. They didn't block. They didn't get their receivers involved. Derrick Henry got nothing. Their defense was bad. Is that going to repeat itself the rest of the season? What can we make of that? I mean, and again, the Eagles and Falcons, how good are the Eagles? Do we know? Or is it just the Falcons are that bad? I mean, they were bad going back into the preseasons. So I think so, but we'll find out a lot, when they play San Francisco on Sunday. Week one is just this weird, it's this mystery of trying to figure out, okay, what did I see was real and I need to pay attention to? What do I not need to overreact to? Because we all do that after 1 week. It's just going to be, it makes week two very important, really, in analyzing the NFL to figure out, hey, what actually carries over? Now we can kind of confirm our suspicions on what we saw in week one.
I think for the state of Michigan NFL fans, there's three games that stick out. It would be Lions, and they were trailing 38-10 midway third quarter, and they have the ball, the chance to score a touchdown and get a two-point conversion. And, was it junk yardage? Was it real? Was the comeback San Francisco letting up? Those are things we won't know until we get to the Lions and the Packers on Monday night at Lambeau.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was more garbage time. But look, garbage time can matter too. You figure some things out. You get some confidence. You just are able to carry that over the next week. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I don't think it necessarily will. I think that it's a bad spot for the Lions. I would like the Lions to keep it close this week had the Packers not gotten blown out in week one. And I know that doesn't sound logical, but Packers team is going to be mad. They're going to be angry on Monday night. Now, if they can't go out and take care of business against the Lions, then we just know the Packers aren't very good. But I think they're a good team. I think they're going to really put the hammer down because from what I saw from the Lions when the game was it did get close at the end, but those first 58 minutes when it was competitive, they didn't show very much. I didn't think Goff looked very good. The defense bad. Nothing looked really good for the Lions until those final 2 minutes. And we'll see how much of that does carry over. But as of right now, I'm kind of on the side of there was a lot of empty calories in that last few minutes.
How can the Packers look that bad? I mean, is there chemistry? Again, I don't, you know, Rodgers wasn't there, and all you heard all offseason was that he wanted out, and then last minute, hey, he's going to report to camp, and this is going to be the final year. I just can't believe that Jameis Winston looked like a quarterback in control compared to Aaron Rodgers. I just can't.
Shocking. I mean, yeah, and what do you make of that? Good teams don't lose by 35 points. Like, they just don't. Like, you'd be hard-pressed to find too many teams that, I mean, it has happened. I guess the 94-49ers got blown out by 33 against the Eagles or whatnot, but, I mean, it's pretty rare. And, I don't know, you wonder. It's a lot of narrative stuff, but you do have to sit back and wonder, did all of the offseason drama really affect them more than we knew? Like, you know, the whole mantra all training camp and preseason was, oh, you know, last dance, this team's so focused, they want to win a title, Aaron Rodgers last year. Whereas, you know, I mean, when your quarterback is publicly, clearly angry with the organization and doesn't want to be there, does that have an effect? I mean, at some point you have to say, this doesn't just go away overnight. This does linger. Winning would help. If they go out and win by 30 on Monday night, we won't be talking about this on Tuesday. But what if they barely win? What if they lose? Then all of a sudden, what if you're 1-5 at some point? I think this thing could unravel really quickly in Green Bay. That's why I think it's pretty important for them to knock it off to a terrible start. They need to get things right and look a lot better on Monday.
His name is Frank Schwab, National NFL Insider, Yahoo.com. He's joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Final thoughts on Matt Stafford. He looked great on Sunday night, but it was the Bears, a team he threw for over 400 yards against in a Lions uniform in a win in his final season in Chicago. Well, final season in Detroit, but the game was in Chicago. I still want to see what Stafford does and the Rams do when they're playing the Niners, when they're playing the Seahawks and the Cardinals, and I'm just talking about their own division. How about the NFC West, all undefeated, and the NFC North, all 0-1?
Yeah, I mean, NFC West looked amazing. The team that we had questions about was Arizona, and they looked the best out of all four, and all four looked good. Stafford was, about what you expect. He's going to have some really, really good games. The stat that's crazy that I'm sure Lions fans have heard is, it took him, after 13 years with the Lions, he posted his best passer rating of his career in a game in his first game with the Rams. That's pretty insane. He looked great. He's going to have some good games. It's just, I want to see him again. That was always a knock on him in Detroit too, right? I want to see him in the better games, in the bigger games against the best teams. How do you do when you're playing a winning team, when you're playing a future playoff team? Are you still putting up 150 ratings then? I think that's the test for Matthew Stafford there. But overall, he'll be tested in that NFC West. I thought Seattle looked great. Russell Wilson's still unbelievable. The San Francisco 49ers, I think they're playing their second-best quarterback. They deactivated their rookie third-round pick running back, Trey Sermon, who everybody likes. Brandon Ayuk, who was unbelievable last year, didn't get a target in that game, and we still put up 41 points on the road. I mean, this team might be really, really good, and we're going to find that out as we go. And, that whole division is going to be really, really competitive all year.
Frank, appreciate your time. Enjoy week two in the NFL, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
All right, Frank Schwab joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Final segment, Tom Rosenbach, managing partner at Bean Garter. He'll let me know how I did and the audience did in week one in the Beat Huge contest, which you can play each and every week until Sunday at noon. The Thursday night game is always a freebie. And the team at Bean Garter keeps track of all of my college football picks against the spread off the DraftKings Sportsbook board. And I'll make my picks, Michigan, Michigan State, and more, coming up in our final segment on this Bean Garter Thursday.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either New York or Washington, and if either team scores a touchdown, you're going to win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options. boosted odds specials, and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if either New York or Washington scores a touchdown, you're an easy winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. A Bean Garter Thursday. Tom Rosenbach, managing partner at Bean Garter, will join us in a moment. We'll get an update on week one in the Beat Huge contest. Remember, you can play until noon Sunday, every Sunday through the big game in February at thehugeshow.net. That $1,000 in cash, courtesy of Tom and his team at Bean Garter, could be yours. My college picks against a spread from the DraftKings Sportsbook Board. Also with Tom in a moment. Don't forget all the podcasts and interviews available 24/7 at thehugeshow.net. Superfly tells me that Tom Rosenbach, managing partner at Bean Garter, is standing by. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing well, Bill. This afternoon.
How'd we do? Week one. How would I do? I think, what I see, 5 or 6 wins?
Yeah, pretty well. You went 6-9. We got just shy of 200 people in, and the group went about 40%, same as what you did. But in the colleges, you did really well. You went 8-3.
8-3 against the spread, huh?
Yeah. Especially considering all the way college football is going. So it was a good week.
Yeah, and like I said, everybody, the Thursday night game is a freebie in the pro football picks in the Beat Huge contest. You have until noon every Sunday to play at the Huge Show. .net. So let's begin with the picks this week, okay?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. I'm going to go through it. I was 8-3 last week, so we'll start with Big Ten picks. Maryland giving Illinois 7 at Illinois. I don't know why I like Illinois plus a 7, but I'm going to take Illinois plus a 7.
Okay, I don't know why you like him either, but
I know I do, and don't tell me why I have these visions. They just happen. This is on the DraftKings sportsbook app board. Michigan State plus 6 at Miami of Florida. I'm taking the Spartans plus a 6.
Me too. Okay.
Indiana's getting 3.5 at home against Cincinnati. This is going to be a good football game. I will go Indiana at home plus a 3.5.
Okay. Since he goes to Southbound next week, so.
Yeah, so they're not going to show a lot against the Hoosiers. Notre Dame, Tom, I was really thinking of you when Toledo took the lead late, if you had to come on the show.
Yeah.
That would have been tough.
I wouldn't have come on the show.
I was thinking about that. Northern Illinois getting 27.5 at Michigan. I'm going to take Michigan. I think they'll blow them out like they did Western.
I do too.
Oklahoma and Nebraska kind of revisiting the old school matchup. OU giving Nebraska 22.5. I'm taking OU will win, but I'll take Nebraska plus a 22.5.
Okay.
Western Michigan on the road getting 14.5 against Pitt. Man, that's a tough one to kind of navigate, but I'm going to take Western plus the 14.5, okay?
Got it.
Pitt hasn't showed me a lot of offense, and they struggled to beat Tennessee. I'll take Western plus 14.5. You're quiet. You don't agree with me.
I was trying to figure out how good Tennessee was just that bad, right?
Right, or I don't know.
Pitt went on the road and beat him, but I'm rooting for the Broncos.
Minnesota at Colorado. Colorado's giving Minnesota 2.5. I'll take Colorado, basically giving 2.5 to win against the Golden Gophers.
I agree.
Purdue at Notre Dame, man. Purdue's getting a touchdown. I don't know what the – gosh. I mean, Notre Dame had to come back and score late to beat Toledo. I have to take Purdue plus a 7.
Not, I would too.
Not necessarily that they'll win, but they could lose, 35-28 and still push, right?
Right. No, I agree. Notre Dame has not covered. I don't know when they're going to cover, so, yeah.
All right. Alabama is giving Florida 14.5. I think they'll win that game by 25. I'll go with Alabama minus 14.5. Tulsa.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, Tulsa at Ohio State. Ohio State's giving them 24.5. This is going to be a letdown game. I think Tulsa will cover. Ohio State will win, but I'll take Tulsa plus 24.5.
Okay.
And then Kent State, a good football team, plus 23.5 against Iowa. And Kent State can score. Iowa, emotional letdown after beating Iowa State. Iowa will win, but I'll take Kent State plus 23.5.
Whoa. Okay.
Whoa. That was a whoa.
Whoa.
That was a whoa.
How are you?
You went like, whoa.
So good. Iowa just looks so good. I just don't know how Kent State's going to score.
And Kent State has a really good offense. Trust me here. They really are a good football team. I do my homework on the DraftKings Sportsbook board, okay?
Well, I didn't go 8-3 last week, I'll tell you that.
So, against the spread, by the way, 8-3. So, yeah, I think, Tommy.
Right.
Yeah, so, take Purdue plus a 7, even though you're a Notre Dame fan. Okay?
No, you were money last week.
All right, and we want to invite everybody. Again, every week you have until Sunday at noon at thehugeshow.net to get your football picks in. So, if we get to 400 this week, you're going to throw in that extra 500, right?
I'm going to throw in that extra. If we get to 400 this week, I'll throw in dinner to somebody, to two people at Leo's, and I'll throw in the 500 because that would be, we'd need another 200 people. So, so let's do it.
Let's do it. You just heard that from Tom Rosenbach, managing partner at Bean Garter. Go to thehugeshow.net. Thursday night game is a freebie. This is a weekly contest, so you can play every week when you want to through the big game in February. Tom, we'll talk next week, my friend.
All right, Bill.
All right, Tom Rosenbach, the managing partner at Bean Garter, one of America's top accounting and business firms based in downtown Grand Rapids, and they service the entire state and coast to coast. Superfly, stellar job on this Thursday broadcast. 24/7, all of our podcasts are free. And you can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.